And this is a dictation for Harold Clark, C-L-A-R-K, April 23, 1947. Address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Mr. Clark. This is not a scheduled visit. Has a renal transplant from her, from his niece, December 2008. Has a respiratory failure on oxygen 4 liters, underlying COPD from prior smoker, chronic hoarseness. Last visit in November. He was in the emergency room a few days ago for COPD exacerbation. Symptoms has not improved. He feels very out of breath. He has hoarseness of the voice, able to speak only few words. Oxygenation without the oxygen was down to 88. Was very weak. Says not to be eating much. Denies vomiting, diarrhea. Denies changes in urine output. He's taking his transplant medications. He denies fever, has a history of atrial fibrillation, appears irregular. There was emphysematous changes, isolated wheezes, distant breath sounds, irregular breathing, but not fast. Heart rate was less than 90. Some peripheral edema. He's able to walk. Review medications at home. I want to highlight the Lasix on potassium replacement for anticoagulation Xarelto, for secondary hyperparathyroidism vitamin D125, a number of bronchodilators, cholesterol treatment, oxygen, transplant include prednisone, Celcept, and tacrolimus. Most recent chemistries are from emergency room on March 5th. Sodium, potassium, acid base normal, creatinine 1.9, which is higher than baseline 1.4, 1.5, with a normal albumin, calcium, minor increase of bilirubin, other liver function tests not elevated. The pro-BNP high at 2,600, minor increase of troponin 0.03. There was no anemia, normal white blood cell platelets. Coronavirus at that time was negative, urine negative for blood or protein. In the emergency room, a recent chest rate, chronic changes, without consolidation or pleural effusion or pneumothorax. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, renal transplant from her, from his niece, December 2008. Next number, acute and chronic renal failure, likely pre-renal. Prior transplant ultrasound without obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, high-risk medication, immunosuppressed. I don't have a recent TACRO level. Next number, respiratory failure, hypoxemia, COPD exacerbation. I encourage him to go back to the emergency room, which he agrees. I call the emergency room myself and talk to the nurse. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, rate control less than 90. Next number, alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. Next number, coronary artery disease and CHF. With previously documented normal ejection fraction, although he has severe enlargement right and left atrium, dilated inferior vena cava, and moderate pulmonary hypertension, which is a factor for his respiratory distress. Next number, abdominal aortic aneurysm. He's not a surgical candidate. Next number, alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. Next number, sleep apnea, sleep machine. Next number, hoarseness of the voice, which is chronic. Next number, obesity. Next paragraph, condition is guarded. Coordination done. Relay message to also the daughter, end of dictation.